This is St. Louis Public Radio. People with developmental disabilities often rely on in-home caregivers for help with daily tasks like cooking and taking medicine. These workers have become even more important during the pandemic, while many people with disabilities are isolated in their homes. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, the pandemic is putting pressure on an already fragile industry.
Luann Cooper has been caring for her client Margie for about 5 months. Margie has a developmental disability, and before the pandemic, they went on lots of outings together, to the grocery store, the gym, sometimes to get ice cream, and Margie misses it.
You get to go out and do things like shopping, going to parks. Well, it just gets me out of the house, and we're all cooped up here. I mean, when is it going to be over?
Margie hasn't been able to leave her home in Washington, Missouri since March. So now she and Cooper sit together at the kitchen table and birdwatch.
There's beautiful birds, and that's kind of like a hobby for me now.
So we saw a new one here today, rose-breasted grosbeak. So we got to see a new bird together, didn't we, Margie?
Yes, we did.
Cooper works as an in-home caregiver for Emmaus, a faith-based nonprofit in eastern Missouri that helps care for adults with developmental disabilities. She works in two group homes with 3 to 4 people each, cooking, cleaning, administering medication. Normally, there should be at least 2 caregivers there. But because of a staff shortage, Cooper is often working alone.
When you're by yourself, you're doing all of it. That's the challenge, is when you have one, then the other one in the wheelchair says, well, I got to go to the bathroom. Well, I have to totally help her, but I've got one's got to be in the shower, so I can't be at both places at one time.
Emmaus employs about 500 caregivers in the St. Louis area, also known as direct support professionals. Right now, the nonprofit is about 200 workers short, and the pandemic has exacerbated that staff shortage. Before, workers could cover multiple shifts at different houses, but Emmaus president and CEO Cindy Clark says that's not safe anymore.
We're trying to reduce the client's exposure to this virus. And so we want to have fewer people working in a home, despite what that might cost us in overtime.
Many other nonprofits that provide care for people with disabilities are struggling to fill open positions, even with unemployment at historically high levels. The reasons why are complicated, but some of it is tied to low wages, which average about $10 an hour in Missouri. Most of these jobs are funded through Medicaid, and Clark says that means the wages are based more on state funding, not on what workers should be making.
As Medicaid providers, we can't go out and continue to raise our hourly wages for our direct support professionals in the same way that somebody in the open market like Target or Amazon or Walmart or fast food company might be able to do.
According to a 2017 U.S. government report, nearly half of direct support professionals receive some form of public assistance themselves, like SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. Mark Keeley is president of the St. Louis ARC, a nonprofit that coordinates care for people with developmental disabilities. He says many of their workers have 2 or 3 jobs, typically, and still live paycheck to paycheck. The pandemic has made them even more financially vulnerable. So St. Louis ARC has temporarily boosted worker pay and started offering emergency support.
We're providing emergency funds for our staff in case there's a crisis in any situation where we can help out. Things like my car broke down and I can't get to work and I can't afford to pay for the car to be repaired.
Keeley says he hopes they'll be able to attract more caregivers while unemployment is high, and crucially, that they'll decide to stay even when the economy rebounds. But the low wages make it hard to retain workers long term, says University of Minnesota researcher Sherry Larson. She's been studying these issues for more than 30 years, and she says in that period, turnover rates nationwide have held steady at about 40% to 50% per year.
What that means is a group home that has 10 direct support professionals would have 5 new hires every year. So the challenge today with COVID, not only do we have turnover, but we have people who are out sick. So people are very stressed in terms of how many hours they're expected to work.
Back in St. Louis, Luann Cooper has been pulling double shifts, 16-hour days, trying to care for Margie and the other residents. Even when she's not working, she's still thinking about the people she cares for, like which games to bring, or how to find a hummingbird feeder for Margie.
You get to be friends with your clients and your family. You are their family.
And family, she says, sticks together. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.